And we're back here at the Cider House here at 590 The Fan. Welcome into the show. Hope you're having a good Wednesday night. I'm Andy Strickland. This is our spot on Wednesdays. They've got the largest selection of canned craft beer of anywhere else in the Lou. Right here at the Cider House, award-winning patio. They've got the lobster sliders, the meatloaf sliders, the chicken sliders, your vegetarian sliders, your traditional beef sliders. Jay Verity, what are you thinking? If you were here, what are you picking? I just laid it out for you.
I'm going the standard sliders. I don't know if I'd venture into the meatloaf slider or the crab slider.
Hey, man, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. I've been wanting to have you on for a long time, and I know a lot of our listeners who are involved in the hockey community are certainly familiar with who you are, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of hockey fans who are listening who may not be all that familiar either, even though you grew up in the St. Louis area, you grew up across the river in Cahokia, but you left St. Louis when, Jay, and you really haven't come back, have you?
Yeah, you know what? It's been 93, I guess it would have been. I left St. Louis. It was really the beginning of kind of AAA hockey in St. Louis at the time, and I left and played for the Chicago Young Americans for 2 years, then went on to play in the USHL and off to Union College after that. So it was kind of the beginning of the St. Louis guys that were going away, playing in the USHL, playing outside of St. Louis, and then going on to college hockey.
All right, you've just been named the head coach of the Kingston Frontenacs, a longtime franchise in the Ontario Hockey League. Congratulations on that, and we'll get into that in just a moment. But when did coaching become, you know, a part of you and really kind of integrate inside your blood where you knew this is what you wanted to do?
It was really pretty easy, actually. I got hurt as a junior at Union playing, so I spent my senior year on the coaching staff, and I kind of thought, you know what, I don't want to have someone else control my destiny in life, is what I thought when I walked away from graduating from college. So I got a job, got into the banking industry, and I was working with Scott Sanderson and Lloyd Ney. I was running the U16, and Scott was running the U18 team, and I realized that going to the rink, going to Chesterfield at night to run practices is what I really like to do, and it wasn't going to the bank in the morning. So at that point, I left, and I joined Kevin Constantine's kind of group in Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Forge, in the North American League, and that was in 2001.
And then he was involved with the Everett franchise, correct, which eventually took you out to the Western Hockey League?
Yeah, it was a really unique experience. Kevin had gone to New Jersey for about a six-month stint and came back and he was the president of the facility in Pittsburgh and kind of oversaw the junior program there. John Buchanan and I were running the Pittsburgh Forge. Kevin was kind of at a turning point. He took the job in Everett and asked if we wanted to go, and I guess that's the life of a coach. You pack your bags, you pack the U-Haul, and you go from Pittsburgh to Everett.
And, you know, you coached with Craig Hartsburg out there, I believe, and you had some pretty good players that you coached also. I mean, a number of first-round picks. Peter Mueller, I think, played when you were out there. Zach Hamill. Kyle Beach was a first-round pick. I don't think he ever played an NHL game, but still a first-round pick. So you were around some pretty good players there in Everett, weren't you?
Yeah, you know what? There are two things, really, that happened in Everett. I had great mentors, and we had really good players. Doug Sotard was our general manager here in Everett for the entire time I was here, and I started with Kevin, and John Buchanan was the head coach next, and then Craig came in, and I just think it was a really good period to get to learn from great people in the game, and you missed the highest draft pick in Silvertip history. It was Ryan Murray,
who we all he went third overall, right?
Third overall. So we had Mueller, Hamill, Beach, all very high, but Ryan was the highest, and then we had Leland Irving, and those guys were all right back-to-back. They were 88. They were all 88 birth years as they were coming through here, and, you know, there were a couple other guys that we had on our list that we didn't get. We also had Octoso, Oshie, and McDonough all on the list at the same time.
Really? Well, Kyle Beach's brother, I think his brother Cody, I believe, he was in the Blues organization, and he was, I mean, a great guy off the ice, but you never knew what he was capable of doing on the ice. I mean, he was just kind of a suspension waiting to happen. He was a little bit of a hothead, but a great guy off the ice for sure. Jay Verity is with us right now from Cahokia originally. He's been carving out his path, coaching, and he's headed to the Ontario Hockey League this year to coach with the Kingston Frontenacs. You go to the USHL from the Western Hockey League. First off, you know, the CHL has a reputation around hockey, and certainly it's a worthy reputation. You look at all the great players who have come out of that, you know, whether it's the Quebec League, the Ontario Hockey League, the Western League. When you went from the Western League to the USHL, what was the biggest difference in your opinion, Jay?
The biggest opinion to me is as soon as a player is good in the USHL, they're gone. And I think your turnover is quicker. So I think the lifespan of a player in the USHL is 1 to 2 years. And in the Western Hockey League or the CHL, you get guys between 3 and 5 years. Like another guy who was in the Blues organization was Shane Harper. You know, he was with the Wolves in the minor leagues a couple of years ago. We had Shane in Everett from the time he was 16 till the time he was 20. So
wow.
You really get a lot of time to develop that player and help him grow, not only as a player, but also as a person. You watch these kids grow up. And if you're there for the entire span, I was here for 8 years. So I was able to kind of take what I'd say 2 cycles through Everett, which is pretty special.
Lloyd Ney is texting me right now, but he's listening right now, Jay. If you want to give him a shout-out, you can give him a shout-out. But Jay Verity is with us from Cahokia. He's now coaching in the Ontario Hockey League. Coaching in Sioux City in the USHL, what did that do for your career? How much do you think you grew over the course of the last 4 seasons?
Well, I think the opportunity that Doc Gornett, Doc Rath, and as you mentioned, Lloyd, they just let us run the organization. They gave us the ability and the resources to go out and to create a culture of excellence. And, you know, 3 of the 4 years we were able to really get that done.
And you guys won a championship 2 years ago, I believe. You lost in the finals this year. That was an unbelievable run, though. I mean, you may not have won the championship there against Chicago, but from a hockey standpoint, that was incredible hockey to watch. And it was good for the game, don't you think? I mean, for the USHL to have a final kind of go to the final game and obviously end in overtime. I know you came out in the short end of the stick, but still, nonetheless, it was good for hockey.
Yeah, it's a really unique thing in the USHL. The entire 4 years, very rarely did the team in the East and the West who finish in first place ever make it to the final.
Mm.
You know, so there was a situation where I think Chicago, through almost the entire year, was the best team over in the East, and we were able to kind of carry the load in the West, and we met in the finals, and I think it was just unbelievable hockey. Like, the entire series was exciting, back and forth, and Chicago had a great team, we had a great team, and they were able to find that last shot in overtime in Game 5.
You know, in the CHL, you have the import draft, which obviously brings in international players. But you've had a bunch of international players there in Sioux City, including Nashville Predators' first-round pick from this past draft in Chicago, Elliot Tolvanen. How do you get these players out of Europe and the USHL? It's got to be a little more difficult, you think, or is it not, compared to the challenges you're going to face in the OHL now?
Well, I think it's really about your relationships, and I think more and more you're seeing the Finnish players and the Swedish players coming over and pursuing college hockey. So I think it's a lot of work and a lot of phone calls about what is this player's interest. And in some cases, those guys want to play college hockey, and the USHL is a good path for that. So I think that's really how we got a lot of our import players over the course of time. And I think you just establish relationships. Those guys go home. They talk about their experience. Joel Janatainen was a player from a couple of years ago, one of our first Finnish players. He was able to go back home, tell Teemu Pukkanen about Sioux City. Teemu came with Ellie, you know, the and I think the conversations just grew back home.
All right, Jay Verity is with us. He's a Cahokia native. He's now coaching the Kingston Frontenacs in the Ontario Hockey League. You know, your career also took you over to France, Jay. That had to be an unbelievable experience for you. How is hockey over there, by the way?
You know what? Hockey's way better than anybody gives it credit for. It was pro hockey. It was my first time ever coaching pro hockey. It was my first head coaching job as well. I had applied for a lot of jobs in the Western League, and I couldn't really get in. A lot of NHL assistants were coming back and getting head jobs, so I just felt I really needed pro experience, and sometimes you just got to take a leap of faith, and I ended up in Angers, France. The level of play is somewhere probably between the American League and the East Coast League, and it's a little different. You got a full team, but you really have about 9 forwards and 5 D that can play. And then the rest of your lineup is filled in with juniors, guys that are 19 to 22 that are, you know, growing up in France and learning how to play and not on the same level as the other guys. So those 9 forwards and 5 D were pretty talented.
Yeah, no, that had to be a great experience. And I know you have international coaching experience with Team USA, winning a gold medal in the World Juniors a few years back. But how much exposure have you had to the Ontario Hockey League? I mean, have you been watching tape and film nonstop right now, Jay, or you haven't coached in that league? Is it going to be that difficult to get up to speed?
I don't, you know, hockey's hockey to me. The Ontario Hockey League is a great league. It's one of the best leagues out there for junior age hockey players, and there's great coaches and great players in that league. And but I do think in today's game, hockey's just hockey. You have to play hard. You have to compete. You got to be disciplined, and you have to have some structure in it. And, over the course of watching the games over the last little bit here, all that exists in the OHL, and I think that's why it is such a great league for young players to go play in.
And who do you have on your roster now that's either been drafted or draft eligible that's going to be a high draft pick in the future? Do you have any quote-unquote star players that you're walking into?
Well, I think if you kind of look down our lineup, you got Jason Robertson, who was just at the USA World Junior Camp. He was Dallas's second-round pick. Helvig is a Carolina pick. He's a goaltender. It's a really important position, as we all know, to have a high-end goalie. And then, you got a second-round pick from this year's draft with Emily Rasmus, who we also drafted in Sioux City, which makes it kind of funny, way back. Rass was a second-round pick to Toronto.
And the USHL, how would you define that league? You know, St. Louis is close to getting a team here in the very near future, likely to begin in 2018, 2019, at least that's the hope. Do you think it'll work here in St. Louis? And tell fans here in St. Louis what they can expect if we do land a USHL team.
Well, I just think there's always been such a great player pool in St. Louis. And the opportunity for a player to stay close to home and play in the USHL, I think is just extremely exciting for everybody, for the league and for the organization. I think you're going to... The fans, the hockey fans in St. Louis, are now going to get kind of that next level. They've always had a really good program coming up, but they've never really had a college team or a USHL team for a few years where they could kind of watch a player grow all the way from youth hockey into that next step. You know, like, it'd be great to see a USHL team kind of cap the development pyramid in St. Louis.
And Jay, before I let you go, who had the most influence on your hockey career as a young kid growing up here in the St. Louis area? I mean, who do you credit for, at least in part, helping you to get where you are today?
I think there's 3 people, really, that just come to mind instantly. Larry Sanderson would be one of them. He was the guy who just kind of really, as a young player, gave me guidance. Hey, you know, you should go play AAA. You should go do this. You should go to this camp. And he was just kind of a guiding light for me, who just would always steer me in the right direction. And, you know, Scott, which, you know, is related, is Larry's son, was older than me, but I always kind of followed him. We grew up in the same town. He was always kind of there for me from a player's perspective of what was happening in the game and how I needed to go about things and how I needed to carry myself. So those two were really helpful. And then with kind of Larry's guidance, all of a sudden I ended up playing AAA, and there's Don Morehouse, who, when I was going through, every player basically that went on to play at the next level almost came through playing for Don. And I think all of Don's lessons were just outstanding in preparing all of us for the next level, what we were going to experience outside of St. Louis.
Yeah.
So I would have to say those three guys were just outstanding to me.
Well, you picked three good ones for sure, Jay. And listen, it's been long overdue to have you on. And congratulations, I mean that, on all your success. And we'll be watching from afar in your first year there in the OHL this year, coaching with Kingston, the Frontenacs. And best of luck in your first season there, and we'll see you very, very soon.
Perfect. Thanks for having me, and we'll try and get a couple St. Louis kids up to Kingston. That would be the real trick.
Well, now you got the USHL to compete with here in town, too. So, you know, you can't be stealing all the kids out of St. Louis now, Jay.
All right. Have a good one.
You too, bud. Take care. That's Jay Verity. And, again, if you've been around hockey in St. Louis for the last 20 years, chances are you bumped into him or you know him or whatever. But, again, you hear about all these people who are doing great things in hockey, and most of them are young kids who are playing in the NHL or who have recently been drafted. Maybe they're playing college hockey. I mean, here's a guy who's doing it on the coaching side. I mean, born and raised, and he grew up playing in the St. Louis area. He's from Cahokia, and, you know, now he's coaching in the top junior league in North America, and he's on his way. There's no doubt. Every job he's taken has taken him to the next step. And, again, congratulations are in order for Jay Verity. And, again, baby, people who have been around Jay and worked with him have nothing but great things to say about him. We've got nothing but great things to say about Dr. Rick Lehman, who is the host of Sports Medicine, brought to you by Gateway Buick GMC. This has been Hockey Sense, brought to you by MTC Truck Driver Training and Gateway Buick GMC. He comes up next. We're going to take a break and come back. We got lots of stuff to get into with Dr. Lehman.